Well, good evening, family. It's the 10th of February, 2015, and my husband had a dream last night, or this morning, actually, of apocalyptic proportions. The dream itself was not long, and it didn't show a lot of things, but what it did show, I think, was fairly significant. So I'm going to go ahead and get right down to business here and relay the dream unto you. I was walking down a boulevard that seemed to be inland quite a ways from the ocean, when sheets and waves of wind and water began to fall from the sky. News crews were milling around and showing up at different places, and I wondered what could be happening. Parts of buildings were falling off, and cars were turned on their sides here and there. I ran into a gas station to take cover under the canopy, and just as I was going to ask someone what was happening, three jellyfish-looking creatures came flying through the air and attached themselves to a sign. I looked around and there were people lying on the ground, maybe four or five here and there. These creatures seemed to be on them also. Some of the creatures were dead, lying in clusters. Many of them were very traumatized and terribly disoriented, almost in some sort of shock, as they were flailing around, grasping at anything they could get a good hold on. Waves and sheets of water were coming down from the sky, carrying these creatures from high up in the air. There seemed to be other species, and I saw some small stingrays, but I couldn't identify all of them. They were nothing bigger than a large sea turtle. The overhead structure of the gas station was beginning to fall apart, and I noticed more and more groups of these sea creatures had already attached themselves to other buildings and cars. As I walked further and looked closer, winding my way through news crews and police officers, there were many people staggering in shock. I could see more clearly that these were actual creatures from the ocean, completely out of their element. Not only jellyfish, but clusters of horseshoe crabs were also being blown in by the wind and attaching themselves everywhere to people and buildings and cars. I turned to walk back out to the boulevard, and the traffic was beginning to back up, with cars veering off to the side of the road. I took a closer look to see what was causing the problem, and there were sea turtles, completely out of their element. They were struggling to get across the road in many places. They were being blown in by the rain in clusters and bunched up throughout the area, kind of like small herds of sea turtles. Many people were down. There was a lot of screaming. They were just trying to get away from these things that were coming down out of the sky and landing on them. I didn't know what to think, as it seemed these creatures were all being blown in by the storm. But it wasn't rain, it was sheets of water. And at that point, I woke up and I told my wife about the dream. And her first question was, what could cause creatures from the ocean to go flying through the air, carried by the wind, ending up on dry land? And I deduced that there must have been a massive disturbance in the ocean. I don't know if it was caused by a meteor, a tsunami, but my first impression was that it was some kind of massive bomb or missile that had exploded offshore with such an impact that it nearly emptied a coastal basin area, since this seemed to be further inland. I say massive because the area where this took place did not seem to be on the coast at all, but far inland. Big question mark. And that's the end of his narration of the dream. That's pretty amazing stuff. I mean, it could be the meteor that people are talking about, many meteors that we've talked about. It could be something, a little gift from Russia. Who knows, you know? There's so many different things it could have been. The Lord at that time didn't reveal the source of it. But the scene itself was just terrifying, with these creatures from the sea just coming flying through the air in sheets of water and landing everywhere. It was really, really scary. Prayed over this and we went to our scriptures about it, and we feel the Holy Spirit has put his signature on this dream, otherwise we wouldn't be sharing it with you. It certainly is bizarre. So the Lord bless you, family, and thanks for tuning into our channel.